Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be looking at Siman Vav, the sixth chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the topic is Barachos, blessings, and Amen, answering them as well. There are four basic concepts that we're going to be looking at. And the first is proper intent during brachas. Number two is avoiding saying Hashem's name in vain. Number three is 100 daily brachas. And number four is responses to brachas, the appropriate way of responding to a bracha. Let's jump straight in. First concept is the proper intent during brachas. We are told by the Sefer Chassidim, a Kabbalistic work, that when a person is about to do a mitzvah or about to enjoy something of this world or is reflecting on a wonder in this world and is saying a bracha, what is saying a blessing to reflect that as well, then a person should be very careful to intend to have the focus to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty's kindness in giving us this opportunity, whether it is a physical or emotional or spiritual benefit that a person is about to engage in. And a person should not do it out of habituation as well. He quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu in the 29th parak, which says, "Vayomer Hashem, Yan ki nigash ha'am hazeh b'fiv v'svasav kibduni, because this nation has approached me and only honored me with their mouth and their lips, v'liboy richak mimeni, but their heart, their real emotions are not there. V'atihi yirasam oisi mitzvas anoshim limuda, and their fear of me is only from that of people who are habituated to doing it. Hashem says, I'm going to do wonders against this nation. And the wisdom of the wise will be lost. Very powerful, very scary. And the Sefer HaChassidim explains that what he is explaining is the concern is that so many people are doing things just because that's what they were told. Now, of course, there's value to habit. Habit is something which allows us to focus on other things. However, the danger of habit is that we can grow up and spend one's entire life not focusing at all on what one's doing as well. They say the joke is, how long does it take to say a bracha? And the answer is the time it takes for the spoon to come from the bowl to one's mouth. If that's the case, then one is simply not doing what the bracha is meant to be doing as well. A few basic questions, four questions on this concept. Number one is, what should a person be thinking about during that bracha? So one should be focusing on the meaning of the words. Nothing fancy, no great Kabbalistic intent. One should be focusing on what one is saying. Shakol bara lichvodai. Shakol niye bidvorai. Hashem, create everything for his honor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. A person who brought forth, Hashem brought forth the bread from the land. Number two, what is the minimum understanding of a person needs to have for the bracha? So the most basic is that when they say the name of Hashem, so Baruch Ato Hashem, they should know what the end of the bracha is going to be. That sounds so simple, but it's not so simple. Catch yourself the next time you start doing this. When you say the bracha, do you even know what you're going to finish off with as well? But in a post-facto situation, if one did not know, but one says the right words, one still fulfills the obligation, but it's certainly a deficiency that when one says the name of Hashem, which one is now applying to this circumstance and this item or this experience, one doesn't know what one's talking about at that point in time, that is really a tragedy. Number three is, what can a person do to make this more tangible? So the Kitzur gives us a few basic principles. Number one is, think before saying the bracha. So in the Hasidic world, there are hinani muchana umuzumans, there are l'shem yuchuds, which are said to help one get there. But then people can just glide through that. But one needs to think. Stop. Think. Number two is, say the bracha slowly. Don't let it be the amount of time it takes for the spoon to get to one's mouth. Number three is, understand the words. If one doesn't understand the words, there are so many translations available. Make sure one understands it. Think about them. One is able to give meaning by one's own life experiences as well. And finally, say it out loud. When one mumbles it, one says it under one's breath, one certainly does not mean it very well. When one articulates it, one is forced to engage in thinking about what one is doing as well. Finally, last question, what other things detract from the proper perspective? So one should not be saying the bracha with one's mouth full or while holding things. With one's mouth full, it's not considered that one's mouth is really full of the praise of Hashem. And when one's holding things, one again will be distracted as well. Finally, now we're going to move into the next concept. Concept number two, avoiding saying Hashem's name in vain. This is a really big and important idea. The Torah tells us, Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. The Torah tells us you should fear Hashem's name And there are multiple expressions of this. Like, Sisa Shem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should not be born in vain. Although that's said in the context of court, it has a domestic application in the many times that a person could violate using Hashem's name in vain as well. What names of Hashem are prohibited is our first question. The Rambam lists in the Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, in the 6th Perek, there are 7 names of Hashem which cannot be erased, and they are the same names which a person should not be saying in vain. They are the name, what's called Shem Avaya, that's a Yud, a Hey, and then a Vav and a Hey, and the name, which is called Shem Mefarash. Then there is Kel, Eloika, Elohim, Elokei, Shakai, Tzavakois. So all those names I change slightly in pronouncing them because one is not supposed to say them in vain. However, adjectives, appellations to Hashem, Hashem is Rachum, Chanon, Hashem is merciful, Hashem is gracious, those do not need, there's no concern about saying them in vain because they can also be applied to Hashem in reference, and they also have other applications as well. What about other languages? This is still prohibited, and this is a real issue because people say, oh my God, all the time. That is a real issue. What about using it to curse somebody else with Hashem's name? Hashem should judge you. Hashem should curse you. Be very careful about this. This is biblically prohibited. And if a person curses another person, then that person is actually not only is transgressed, but is also is liable for lashes at the time when there was a Sanhedrin as well. This is true even in another language. And even if it's just an inference, Hashem should hold back blessing from you. That is an inference that is also prohibited. What about writing the name of Hashem in correspondence? This is a problem because, generally speaking, what happens with correspondence is at some point in time it's going to get thrown out, and therefore so will the name of Hashem. And therefore, one should be very careful, and this is true even in another language as well. Similarly, people are careful to not write full psukim, which is also an extension of this as well. But the primary issue is saying Hashem's name. The Kisra actually makes an interesting point, is that when people write letters and they use the French term adieu, usually means farewell. However, if you look into the background of this, it actually comes to the Latin word deus, which means God, and it means to say, literally, I commit to you, God. That's what it meant originally before it became secularized, and one should avoid writing adio in letters because of this as well. Why am I allowed to say the name of Hashem in a bracha then? That's because the Torah tells us that we are supposed to bless upon things which are good in our lives. The Torah tells us generally and around Birkas HaMazon, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah extended that to 3 categories of life: physical enjoyment, emotional wonder, and before doing a mitzvah. And therefore, that is the specific place that one is allowed to do this as well. When is one not allowed to say a bracha? So 2 cases, a bracha levatala. A person repeats a bracha what already did. It is an incorrect bracha. That is considered a bracha levatala. There's also another case, which is bracha she'en etzricha, saying a bracha which is unnecessary. So a person just finished a meal, just said the bracha achrona, and at that point in time, then the person now makes a new bracha on the drink. Why? Because they didn't think. They were thoughtless. They weren't thinking about what they were doing when they were eating the meal that they were going to have a drink right afterwards. That's a bracha she'en etzricha, an unnecessary bracha a person has created for themselves. What if one did a bracha levatola, a bracha she'en etzricha by mistake? So it depends how far they in the bracha. If they just said the words bracha ato Hashem, then they may finish it with the words lamdeni chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, kuf yotes. Baruch ato Adonai lamdeni chukecha is a pasuk, not a blessing. If one reaches the next word, baruch ato Hashem Elokei, but does not say Elokeinu, but is said the word Elokei, that is also a pasuk in Dirayam in Perek Choftes, where one can say baruch ato Baruch atah Adonai Eloi Hey Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Va'ad Ha'olam. That's a pasuk, one can save it. However, if one has said Elokeinu, it is too late for that as well. If one finished the bracha, if one is beyond this point, one must say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy Le'olam Va'ed, which is the statement which was used when hearing the name of Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. And we say it in a way to sort of save the situation when it's terribly created, which is the name of Hashem being used in vain as well. What if one makes a bracha but cannot eat? So we're going to deal with those situations more in general, but the Kitzur does deal with one situation right now, and that is, let's say a person, Rachman al-Lizan, passes away in the house or the neighboring house, where one is obligated to pour out the liquids found in that house. We'll deal with this a little bit later on. If one is just at the bracha at that moment in time, one can still take a small sip, and even though there is considered a Kabbalistic danger of drinking that liquid, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect such a person for taking that sip so that the bracha can actually apply itself to that sip. As well, what happens if I forgot if I said a bracha? I don't know if I said the bracha before drinking my coffee. I don't know if I said the bracha after I finished eating my cookie. So the truth is that when it comes to all the brachas, we say sofek brachas lahakel. The most of the brachas are considered de rabbonon are rabbinic. However, Berakas Lamazon, where the Torah says, V'chalta, v'savata, uverata, you will eat and be satiated and blessed. If one does not know if one said the bracha and one is still full from that meal, one would be obligated to repeat the benching then in that situation as well. We'll deal with concept number three, and that is 100 brachas a day. We are told that a person should try to make 100 brachas in the span of every single day. This originally comes from the time of David HaMelech, where David HaMelech, there was a plague that was happening and 100 people were dying every day. David HaMelech decided to count the blessings and instituted this idea of saying 100 blessings a day. And as a function of that, the plague stopped. So we continue this practice. There are a few very interesting hints to this in the Psukim. In Shmuel Beis Perek Chav Gimel, we're told that about David HaMelech's last words are called Ne'um David. This is a speech of David ben Yishai, Ne'um Ager who come all. The person who is established above ascent. The word Al means ascent, but the word Al also is 70 and 30 in its numeric value. That's this. What made David distinguished is this specific institution of 100 brachas. Similarly, in the Pasuk in Devarim Perik Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah tells us, V'atah Yisrael, Ma Hashem Alekecha Shalom Me'ayimach. Now Israel, what is it that Hashem wants of you? What is He asking of you? Ki Yimali Yirais Hashem Alekecha, Lalechez B'chod Rechav, V'l'avo Esai, V'l'avo Edes Hashem Alekecha, B'chol V'chol V'chol V'chol. Just to fear Hashem, to love Him, walk in His ways, and serve Him with your heart and your soul. It is understood that the word, we have a tradition, the word ma, which means what does God want of you, can actually have an extra letter inserted in the center, which is the aleph, and therefore turning into V'atah Yisrael, Me'a Hashem Shoel Me'amach. Hashem is asking of you 100 blessings a day. Through those blessings, through being grateful to Hashem, through noticing that one is not self-sufficient, one will arrive at the rest of the things in the Psukim, which are fear, love, and cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It's worthwhile noting, Rabbi Goldwicht points out that there are 99 letters in this Pasuk. That means to say, when you add the missing letter, which is the Aleph, Me'ah, it turns that Pasuk into 100 letters as well. A few basic questions. Number one is, do we get this every day? What does our regular day look like as well? So it depends. So when there's a lot of different kind of brachos that a person will say. So there's Birkas HaShachar, there's the Psukah de Zimra, there is the Shmona Esrei and the Kriyas Shema. So if one starts counting, the Shmona Esrei itself is 19. There are three Shmona Esreis a day. And that means to say, we're talking about 57 from just the Shmona Esrei. The Birkas Kriyas Shema in the morning is three brachas. In the evening, it is five brachas, right? So we have now another 8. So you do start working out all these different brachas. A person goes to the bathroom. Let's say a person is going to go to the bathroom 3 or 4 times a day, and there's an Asher Yatzar. Let's say a person has a meal. If it's a meal with, let's say, a Borei Min HaMizonos and a Shehakol, and a Birkas Achas Mein Shalosh, and a Borei Nishoshos afterwards, we talk about 4 brachas. If it's eating bread, there's Netilas Yadayim and Hamoitzi, and then it's 4 brachas in the Birkas HaMazon. So it depends. On average, a regular weekday is around about 90 to 100 itself. One just needs to keep count as well. The problem is on Shabbos and other days, it becomes a little less because the Shabbos Shmona Esrei no longer has 19 in it, only has 7, but there's one extra. So instead of doing 19 times 3, it's really 7 times 4. So that's a significant drop as well. However, there are more meals, which include bread. So, as well. On Yom Tov as well, we have similar issues as we do on Shabbos. The most complicated, of course, is Yom Kippur because there is no food to supplement the brachas as well. And so that brings us down a whole lot. And that's one of the reasons why there's a minhag to smell spices on Yom Kippur. Not just to give a person another surge of strength, but also because it is supplementing the 100 brachas that a person is supposed to be doing as well. In addition to this, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch points out that on days like Yom Kippur, one has an issue with the 100 brachas, but everyone can listen very carefully to the Chazaras Hashatz and say Amen in such a way where one is able to be yotzei on that. Also having extra snacks and listening and answering to the brachas when people get an aliyah on the Torah as well. These are also considered methods that a person is able to do as well. Finally, last concept in our siman is the concept of responses to brachas as well. So we are obligated to respond to bracha in 2 ways. Number one is to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi when we hear the name of Hashem, which means blessed is Him and blessed is His name. And when one hears the bracha at the end, one's supposed to say Amen as well. What does the word Amen mean? It comes from the word Emunah, which means I believe this to be true. And in certain situations, like when listening to the Chazar Sashatz or listening to a Kaddish, one is also intending it, I wish this to be so true. Meaning, Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim, blessed is Hashem who builds Jerusalem. I wish this to be true. Not only am I acknowledging, but I'm also praying and wishing this should be the case as well. What is in a place why in davening why one cannot stop? So one would not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, that's the first thing to fall. However, for Amen, we'll see a little more when we get to Siman Yud Daled. What is the correct way to say Amen? So it has to be articulate. So it cannot be skipping the Aleph and it cannot be swallowing the Nun at the end. It should also be after one says it after the bracha is finished, not before and not too long afterwards or in the middle of nowhere. One has to be careful about this as well. Sometimes this happens on Rosh Chodesh because the Baal Tefillah will say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amorech Samo Yisrael, Bashalom. And everybody says, Amen. But they've not finished the word. It's Bashalom. After the Shalom, that's when people should say the Baruch as well. This happens on a regular basis that people mix up that one as well. Also, the person answering should not be louder than the person who's doing it. This is a general rule, is the person who's calling out and bringing the community to a quorum should be the louder than the community responding as well. Now, can one answer Amen after one's own bracha? Generally speaking, no. However, there's a debate in between two brises as to this. It seems that one can do it in the case of the last bracha in the Berakas HaMazon. There's a debate as to whether this is a specifically to the last bracha in the Berakas HaMazon. Bonei Barachma of Yerushalayim, Amen, before the fourth added bracha later on was added. Or if that refers to all types of what's called brachos hasmuchos lachaverta, any brachos which are leaning on a string of brachos. So for instance, at the end of Yishtabach, the last, the Yihalelucha after Halel, the bracha on Yishtabach at the end of the Pesukah de Zimra, Shomer Yom Yisrael Ad, which is the Birkas Kriya Shema in the evening, where one doesn't have as much of a need to put it right next to the Shmona Esrei. In those cases, there's a debate as to whether it can be said, the Kitzur Shul Rach Paskins, that a person may say an Amen after their own bracha in that situation, because there are a sufficient amount of poskim to say it after that as well, and that seems to be the Sephardic practice as well. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.